AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21, and the third Thursday of each month at this time reserved for the Greenwich Real Estate Report, joined on the line by Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and John McAtee, 2021 GAR President. Stacy, John, good morning. Welcome. How you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing
well, Tony.
All right. Well, the market continues to roll along, but the bar's been set so high that tough to keep up with it, right, guys? Tell us about it, Stacy.
Yeah, so we're reporting the August 2021 numbers this year, or this month, sorry, and we are comparing it to August 2020, which we know was on fire. We are finally seeing a decrease from last year, which we haven't seen, I don't think we've seen yet. So there were 97 single-family residential closings in August 2021. That's compared with 108 single-family closings in August 2020. The median sale price increased slightly to $2.225 million from $2.222 million in August 2020. The average days on market decreased to 84 days. That's down from 181 days in August 2020. So really the velocity of the market is there right now. There were 15 condo and co-op closings in August 2021. That's compared with 26 closings in August 2020. The median sale price decreased slightly to $720,000. That's from a decrease from August 2020, where it was $738,000. And the average days on market for condos and co-ops was 63. Again, very quick moving, and that is a decrease from 189 days in August 2020. In terms of pending sales, we have, as of close of business yesterday, 72 single-family homes pending and 17 condo and co-op.
All right. John, your thoughts?
Well, as Stacy had mentioned, it was the first month that we were down in quite some time, and we were down 10.2%, but it really is being compared to, you know, record months. And to put it in context with last August of 108 closings, that was the second best month for all of 2020 and the record August to date. And similarly, as we've seen that we're down in August compared to July, nearly 35%, this is July of 2021, we're coming on the heels of two record months in June and July of 2021 with 136 and 143 closings, respectively. So to really put it in the right context, we look back at maybe 2019, which has been more of a typical August seasonal absorption of about 66 closings. But to look at the broader picture, year to date, we're through the month of August, there have been 753 transactions, and that's up 63% from where we were this time last year. And we're really looking at the high watermark of 863, so about 13% below the record number of 2020, and we really are on pace to meet that and perhaps surpass that. Dollar volume for August, just to kind of give some other numbers, was $265 million. That's a little bit less than a year ago of $303. But again, in the context of how we're doing this year, we are at $2,250,000,000, almost double of where we were last year, and only about 2% below last year's record of $2.3 billion. So I would say the market has continued at a very, very strong pace.
At what point do you think it's going to return to quote-unquote normal, not just compared to, say, last year, but compared to maybe, you know, historically?
Well, I think I'm very, very optimistic on the future of Greenwich Real Estate. I think what we're going to find, it'll be interesting next month, we're going to be able to report on the third quarter numbers, and that will lead us into this fourth quarter. And what we really have is an inventory or lack of inventory storyline, and that has been pretty consistent throughout the year, but the absorption has been so heavy and the discount margins so tight that we've seen all of these velocities, as Stacey had mentioned. I think this fourth quarter is going to be where we return to some normalcy. There'll be some equilibrium of absorption and new inventory and demand, which will then set us up for the spring of 2020, which I believe will be the baseline for a continued strong Greenwich market over a next period of time. Look at 10 years. I mean, if you look at the enthusiasm of the new residents of Greenwich and the word that has been spreading, and people that may not have the same sense of urgency to move into our community, but that are part of that discussion. I think this can continue for some foreseeable future.
Stacey, is perception? There's a lot of they're saying perception is reality, and if things get back toward normal, is there the perception that there's a slump going on? Is that something you worry about, or is that kind of like, well, we have to expect that this is going to eventually taper off? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it would be anything to worry about. I think that across the nation, we've seen these types of booms in various markets. So for it to slow down to what was normal would not be concerning. It would be normal. We've also still got such favorable conditions for both buyers and sellers right now. Rates are still very low. Prices are very high. So the combination makes it still a great environment for buyers while also being favorable for sellers. So as long as you can find a house, the issue that we have is the low inventory right now. So as long as you can find the house, and you're really ready to step up, then you'll be very successful.
All right. And on that note, what's the hot area of town?
Well, interestingly enough, Cos Cobb has some great growth, and throughout the last month of August that we talked about, where the market was off 10%, we look at Greenwich proper, which was off 35%, but Cos Cobb was up a staggering 128%, and it was a record month, not only in terms of absorption, but also in terms of their median sales price, which was over $2 million, and the growth in their price per square foot was up 22%. So I think people have found that relative value. And to Stacey's point, Greenwich is very diverse, and for buyers, if you really are out there looking, working with a good realtor and getting educated, there are a lot of different opportunities. But in the last month, and I would think it would be interesting to compare year-end numbers, Cos Cobb seems to have gotten, some great new eyes. Also being said, if you're looking at just a price per square foot, Old Greenwich is the highest price per square foot. And year-to-date, that's at $722 versus the average of about $600.
All right. That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of each month. Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacey Lowe and John McAtee, 2021 GAR President. Stacey, John, as always, thanks very much. Look forward to speaking with you in October and find out what happened in September.
Awesome.
Look forward
Thank
to it.
You,
thanks, Tony. Be well.
Thanks. Same to you. WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:29, top national.